it's been a real fun transition so far. Coach O'Brien and the staff are very demanding staff on the players. I think just in general, if you're a professional and you're not kind of open to the new staff and what they're kind of bringing in, you shouldn't be in the game. We're just, every day, you could tell we're working real hard, kind of working for each other, trying to be the best player you can be to be able to be an overall great team.
You know, you talk about all those differences. Can you specifically tell us what some of the things are? I mean, you've been, this clearly is not your first rodeo by any stretch. What is different, and what do the players sense out there that you have to do differently based on this coach?
It's not necessarily what you're having to do differently. It's just like when a new staff comes in, you got to be open to change, whatever that may be, because every staff's going to have their own quirks, you know. And as a guy, I'm in year 10, so I'm treating it like my rookie year all over again. I try and do that year in and year out. Treat it like my first, treat it like my last, and I think that gets the best out of you. You know, with the new guys coming in, and they understand that it's all a brand new staff and it's not from last year, and the vets need to be able to kind of convey that to the younger guys that we need to buy in, and we need to be able to take this under our wings right now, work as hard as we can day in and day out, and success will come.
Is that kind of refreshing after 10 years to kind of do things differently versus, and you know, the comfort zone of, you know, how it's done and this is how we always do it, to kind of learn some new things and try some new things?
Based upon the fact that I'm really open to it, yes. I mean, I'm really liking everything that we've been doing so far, you know, with Coach Fitzgerald in the weight room and the strength staff. It's been pretty impressive to watch every single player, to a man, work their butts off. And anyone that's been here seeing us doing that can attest to it. So it's going to be pretty exciting heading here in training camp.
You have to be a smart player to play for Coach O'Brien. True? And what is it about what he's implementing that requires kind of that focus, that thought?
I think any coach or staff is going to want smart players in general. But Coach O'Brien is just a guy that has his own way of doing things. And I think that us being able to kind of be a part of that, you understand that you need to be able to understand what the guy next to you is doing. I think every single player on our team is trying to understand the overall process of what this team's trying to do. And if you can understand that to a man and defensively, offensively, and special teams, I think it's going to make the whole team a lot better.
Coming off of 2-14, nobody enjoyed any part of it, but what can you learn from it? What do you guys as a team learn from that moving forward?
You just move forward from it, and we're on this year right now. You know, the last year's in the past, and we're focused on this year. It's an overall new goal, and you just got to work hard, work your butts off.